Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Listen to the wind blow down tonight.
That's Fleetwood Mac bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Hope you check those out. Having a great visit with our good friend Sean Doyle, 15-year member of our Brain Trust, author of Shift. It's 19 practical business-driven ideas for executives just like you. Sean is one of the top marketing experts in our Brain Trust. Sean, thanks again for being here. We're talking about cognitive marketing. It's all about how to get to what's really on the minds of your prospects and your suspects and your customers, which is their pain. And you introduced this idea of identifying their pain, and you say that it's either financial or strategic or it's personal. How do you deal with, but in a marketing approach, not a, selling is easy because I can talk to them. I can look at them. I can ask them some questions. I can find out what's going on. I can see the grimace on their face. But when you're marketing, how does it work?
Perfect. So a good question. You mentioned Shift, and Shift's promise is that a small business owner that reads that book will identify and be able to sell to prospects that they've always wanted to sell to, and they'll make more money. That as a business leader, they'll be able to run and manage sales and marketing in a way that they've never been able to use as a lever for business in a way they never even thought about marketing, mm-hmm. and that they will personally be able to make more money and achieve the lifestyles and achieve the dreams and visions that they want to do. So do you see what I just did there, Jim? I mean, mm-hmm. That's the way financial, strategic, and personal value matters. The financial value is something that we always think about, right? We can, not always, but rationally, most business owners, most business leaders think rationally, and they look for that financial pain. Hey, our product's a little cheaper. Our product can do it a little better for you, or you know, there's some kind of financial angle. But the big aha moment for both your marketing and sales is going to be identifying the strategic pain. So most products, there's a strategy behind it. Most services, there's a strategy behind it. I don't just want my carpets clean. I want to look good when my guests come over, right? Mm. Or I want to lie on the floor with my grandchildren. Or if it's a big business, there's a strategy of Accenture can help you figure out how to drive your business into new marketplaces right. as the global economy shift. And then personal, ultimately, people seek personal, that number one rule of economics.
That's right.
What's in it for me?
And people do business pain. With people whenever they can.
Absolutely. So, how do you identify? First step is identifying these. So you asked the question about the difference between the sales and marketing. I think one of the first great steps in this grid is to identify your prospect pain by talking to the sales force, whether it's the frontline employee at the cash register or if it's the server, the waiter, the salesman who's got the Ford Taurus and they're hitting the road, they know pains because they're used to selling them. They're used to doing what you just said. I can look right. people in the eye. I can talk to people. And that's one problem often with marketing is that the agency or your marketing department, they're so distanced from the prospect that they don't think about these pains.
But one of the things that I'd like to put this thing in a very practical structure, Sean. You and I both know that when people are looking for something, when something pops into their head that they need, first thing they do is they pick up their phone, they go to their computer, and they start looking for it right online. And if they type in back scratcher into the the search thing, well, Amazon is going to pop up with 150 different back scratchers. And there's not a nickel's worth of difference in the price from the highest one to the least expensive one. Most of them look the same. They may actually be the same. And So people are looking at that and they're thinking, which one do I choose? I mean, how do I choose this one? And if yours is in that stack that Google puts up there along with Amazon's, if yours is in that stack, if you can say something about how your back scratcher gets to that little bitty place in behind your shoulder blade, I'm being, you know, metaphorical and a little bit silly here. That sure. but that's the one thing that they're looking for, right? They're looking for some kind of specificity that helps them decide between you and the other 148.
100%.
And that's the pain.
That's the ultimate core.
That's how you've done, as you do all the time, Sean, if you've done the research, that's the pain that they're feeling, and they're going to buy your back scratcher. What do you think, Sean?
I think you're spot on. I think the winner is the person who articulates financial, strategic, and personal values and financial, strategic, and personal successes. Can they demonstrate, whether it's their sales pitch or their ad or their text ads or whatever they're doing, if you can demonstrate success, you've got to have proof. We've all learned, you know the old axiom of, do you know when a marketer is lying? when their lips are moving.
That's right. Hey, Sean, I got to wrap it up. Good job today. The book is called Shift. I need your website quickly, Sean.
Oh, it's seanmdoyle.com, S-E-A-N-M, Doyle, D-O-Y-L-E.com, or Fitzmartin, F-I-T-Z-M-A-R-T-I-N.com.
All right. Hey, Sean, good job
today. Amazon has the book.
Come back soon. The book is called Shift
by
Sean Doyle. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.